This is Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Nick Harcourt, your host for the program. It's 24 minutes after 11, and in the middle of all the craziness and nuttiness going on out there this morning, it's probably very appropriate that They Might Be Giants should be joining us live. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
You're so far away.
I know, but at least we can see each other.
Yeah.
I apologize for not getting the chance to come in and hang out a little bit beforehand, but it was kind of going a little crazy with all that breaking news stuff. But I'm glad that we managed to get the information out there and get you guys on. Welcome to the studios here. You got a new album out.
Correct.
Which is a live album.
Yes.
A couple of new cuts on. New record label. Tell us what's been going on and how it came about that you put out this this live record.
Well, we've been touring with a band for about 5 years. John and I were a duo for a long time before that, but we spent enough time as a band that we'd accumulated a bunch of live recordings that we thought were, you know, pretty good. So it's taken us 15 years to make our first live album, it also includes some studio tracks and some kind of oddball material. So I think it's a real album of ours. It's got a lot of new stuff on it, and it has a lot of old favorites.
Now, were these tracks that were recorded over a long period of time that you collected together, or a short period of time?
Some of them were recorded last year for the project. We knew we were going to make a live record, so we specially set up stuff in New York at our shows. But some of them were from further back, and they represent earlier versions of the band with other musicians. So it's a good cross section of our band history.
So you're digging through the archives at the same time as recording new stuff, and then recording a couple of new studio tracks, which you also put on.
Mm-hmm.
Crawling through the archives.
Dr. Worm, crawling through the archives with the worms.
That's exactly right.
Well, why don't we hear some music? We've got a whole band in here today. The only time I've seen you guys performing before, at least in a radio situation, has just been the two of you. But we've got like, guys in there? Like 25 people.
We drove all
25.
The way. We drove all the way from San Francisco last night. So we were all here. So we all just crawled out of the bus and.
We've got our whole crew here. In fact.
Yeah, they're all playing like, you know, foosball outside.
Well, we should tell you that there's John Flansburgh on guitar, John Linnell on accordion, Dan Hickey is here on drums, Danny Weinkauf on bass, Dan Miller on guitar, Jim O'Connor on trumpet, and Tim Newbin on trombone. I hope that's an accurate...
Absolutely. Those are the names.
An accurate accounting.
Yeah.
Let's hear some music. We'll hear a couple of tracks, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
Okay. This is the clarion call. This is the theme from our new live album, which is called Severe Tire Damage. This is Severe Tire Damage.
On
lacking nuclei through the large war chamber. are called. They raise a paw, the bat, the cat, dolphin and dog, koala bear and hog, plus until the sister of her brother marsupial. Their cousin called one a dream dead uncle Halitheria. Bear and hog, the fox, the ox, giraffe and shrew, echidna, caribou.
Here we are.
So they might be giants on Morning Becomes Eclectic at 89.9 KCRW, and well, the band is in town, a couple of gigs this weekend. Let's hear some more music and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Okay. Here's a song off our Factory Showroom album. It's called SEXXY.
Why? More than enough. Around the clock. With nobody else. SEXXY. There she is. Standing on the bed. Cookie in one hand. Wait on her. Inside your mind, look inside your eye, secret agent spy, come to see why. Look up in the sky, it's the guitar of Dan Miller. One fingernail across your back. Baby's first gold tooth. Initials inscribed SEXXY. X because it's extra, baby.
Here's another song about the, well, Mr. Linnell, I introduced this
Here's
one.
Another song about the 11th president of the United States.
The bad boy of the 19th century.
This is called James K. Polk, and it's dedicated to presidents everywhere. In 1844, the Democrats were split. The three nominees for the presidential candidate. For
former president and an abolitionist. James Buchanan, a moderate. Louis Cass, a general and expansionist. From Nashville came a dark horse riding up. He was James K. Polk, Napoleon of the stump. Austere, severe, he held few people dear. His oratory filled his foes with fear. The faction soon agreed he's just the man we need to bring about victory, fulfill our manifest destiny. The tariffs fell and made the English sell the Oregon Territory. He built an independent treasury. Having done all this, he sought no second term. But precious few have mourned the passing of Mr. James K. Polk, our 11th president. Young
Morning Becomes Eclectic at 89.9 KCRW. The music you're listening to is live in the studio right now. It's They Might Be Giants. Is the current situation out there food for or fodder for any upcoming material from They Might Be Giants? I mean, your lyrics are always a little observatory, I guess.
Yeah, but you know, we've sort of veered away from the topical just because it doesn't have very much shelf life.
I think we work on a very broad definition of the current situation out there.
Going back to 18, whatever, and it's all the same kind of stuff, really, anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. So is Clinton still president?
Right now, I believe he is. Yeah, okay. He could well resign while we're on the air, in which case we're kind of screwed here. But
yeah, because we've been stuck in a bus. So
yeah, well,
we're hoping he stays in office so we can play our whole set.
I did send an email to the White House and asked him to hold off until at least noon, if that was possible. So hope, you know, he's a fan, right?
I don't know. I think he likes that. I think he likes the Outlaws or that. That boogie music more.
Yeah,
more. He likes it.
He's into Fleetwood Mac. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Fleetwood Mac. So I think we're set up to do Tusk.
You're gonna do
That's
Tusk
right.
a little
you
later on.
Got the horns
on?
Yeah,
here.
That'll
be nice. Here we go.
Yeah.
Tusk.
We would appreciate that.
Tusk. All right, that one goes out to President Clinton, man. We love you, man. Don't give up.
He may well be listening online right now. You never know. You know.
It's cool, man. We love you, man. I don't know.
Let me just let our listeners know that you are in town for a couple of shows.
Yes.
House of Blues tonight.
Correct. Yes. I believe the House of Blues show might have already sold out, but we want to remind people that the Coach House in San Juan
Capistrano. That's the place.
Has a fine dinner menu and wonderful chairs for people who aren't into standing while they rock out.
And you guys tomorrow night.
Yes.
We'll be there.
We'll be standing. We'll be the only people standing in the room.
We're talking about the fact you have this mostly live CD,
mm-hmm.
Which is called Severe Tire Damage. There's also a whole bunch of other stuff going on around this, like a video collection and a DVD and stuff like that.
We're working on the action figures. We want to get our horn section, I think.
Well, actually, maybe we should play Dr. Worm. We did a video. It's on the box. It's number 421 on the box. And it's a song called Dr. Worm. So
here it is live.
We're going to do it live.
On When It Becomes Eclectic.
Cats are getting ready.
Got those horns all warmed up. Don't point that at me, man. Okay, here we go. It's a dangerous weapon. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm. I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you can tell me if you think I'm getting
Let's hear Tusk again. They Might Be Giants. That's actually the single, right? Off the the live album. Dr. Worm and the band again. Let's remind people. Are in San Juan Capistrano tomorrow night. Hassle Blues tonight. In fact, before we wrap up today, we will give our listeners an opportunity to win some tickets to see you tonight.
Oh, cool.
Because we actually have a couple of pairs, five pairs of tickets that we'll give away at the end of the program. Putting together a live album, it's almost like a retrospective, isn't it? I mean, I know you've done compilation stuff before, but was it something where you sat down and you thought, okay, what songs do we really want to put on here to represent the history of the band up
until this point? Yeah, it was partly based on the recordings that we had, because there are songs that are, you know, I think people consider to be the most beloved They Might Be Giants treasured memories, and we just didn't have any good versions, live versions, or, you know, up to our extremely high standard for a live recording. I mean, there's some of them just had like feedback all the way through, and you know, the singing was horrible. So we have enough material to put out the live album too, you know, one of these days. Enough leftover songs. Plus, there's a lot of stuff on the album that is new material or, you know, not singles, you know, just live versions of other things.
Yeah. We sort of tried to dwell on the songs that had evolved over the course of the time that we've been working with the band. Like, there's a song on the record called She's Actual Size that's got a very, you know, the original version, it has this very, it's not like, it doesn't sound like a demo, but it does have this sort of slightly polite quality to it. And what's nice is that over the 5 years or so that we've been playing it, it's become, you know, a completely, you know, in-your-face entertainment battleship.
So it's like a moshing song at this point.
It's more like a Sammy Davis Jr. kind of thing, but, you know, it's still it's like moshing.
How long have you guys been working with the band? Because as you said earlier on, I mean, it was just the two of you for so long.
Yeah, we were a duo for 10 years and you know, touring around, and then we got a rhythm section, I guess, in like 92 or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
So it's been a while. I mean, we're pretty used to our ears are like stumps now. They're just for decoration.
What about the other projects, though? I mean, because you guys often take off and do other stuff as well. I mean, there have been some solo projects, side projects, that kind of thing. Is They Might Be Giants something that you feel you will always come back to?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the thing that we do. I mean, basically, John and I have been in this band since 1982 or 83. I mean, you know, I couldn't even pretend to sing and play guitar at the same time when we started. So,
do you have plans to do another studio album?
Yeah, we'll be when we get off this tour in the end of October, the middle of October, and we'll be writing and recording, you know, pretty much immediately after that.
Tell us a little bit about, for the people who are out there who perhaps don't know, about Dial a Song. That's something that I heard about a couple of years ago back on.
Well, Dial a Song's been going almost as long as the band has. We started doing it. We hooked up a phone machine to John's home phone line in, I guess, probably 1983 or something like that, and had some of the demos that we'd recorded just loaded up on the machine, and we advertised in the back of the Village Voice in New York and other ways, and gradually developed an audience that was kind of independent of you know, we were playing clubs in the East Village mostly to our friends and their friends for a while. But there were people calling from their Wall Street offices who had nothing to do with that whole scene, who were basically the Dial-A-Song crowd. You know, they put it on the speakerphone at work and on their break and stuff like that. So it had kind of an independent life. And it's been going. It's been the same phone number ever since then. It's been going all that time.
718-387-6962.
That's right. It's on all of our products, every record, right. Everything we have. The phone number is there.
Often busy, often broken. They Might Be Giants Dial Song.
And free when you call from work, as it points
that's
out
right, that's
in,
right.
in the blurb here. Let's hear some more music from They Might Be Giants. We probably have enough time for another two or three songs. I'll let you guys do two.
Okay, shall we go into the speed round and just start playing songs?
Well, do a couple of songs, and then we'll come back and talk after the next two. We'll see where we're at.
Fellas, let's do this. Let's do Particle Man and then our Spy medley.
This song is called Particle Man. It's a true story.
Particle Man, doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle Man, is he a dot or is he a speck? He's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle Man. Triangle Man, Triangle Man, Triangle Man hates Particle Man. They have a fight, Triangle wins. Triangle Man. Universe man, size of the entire universe man, usually kind's a smaller man, universe man, he's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand, and an eon hand, and when they meet, it's a happy land, excellent man, universe man. Person man, hit on the head with a frying pan, lives his life in a garbage can. Person man, is he depressed or is he a mess? Does he feel totally wrong? cobweb person man, degraded man, person man. Triangle man, triangle man, triangle man hates person man. They have a fight, triangle wins,
triangle man.
This song is called Spy.
To you from my spy plane, baby, I see you walking on the ground. See you through my spy glasses, baby, I can see right through the ground. If you want to be a spy, then you must really see, and you must really see if you want to be a spy like me. I'm a kid of a submarine. I see your face, smiling at me. Even when I close my eyes, your silhouette is smiling at me. But you will never understand me, because I have a special job. I wish I could break the spot and set it free.
Tambourine Man. The song is called Mr. Tambourine Man. Yeah, so we're trying to. Do we say, is it ain't or
There is no place. I can't. I would think it would be ain't.
Ain't's a double negative.
You know? I know, but I think Bob is into double negatives.
He's a negative cat.
You're listening to They Might Be Giants on 89.9 KCRW, peppering the set with covers this morning.
Yes. Yes.
Which we truly appreciate.
It's a harsh kind of pepper this early in the morning.
Yeah. Well, you guys came overnight from San Francisco. And,
yes. We're totally sleep deprived.
We appreciate you getting off the bus, you know.
Yes. Technically, we're not alive.
Yeah. And we had Sean Lennon here a couple of weeks ago. He didn't even want to get off the bus, so, you know, we truly do appreciate it.
Wow.
Yeah. What can I tell you?
Did he do covers?
Did he do Tusk?
Not yet. We have about 3 minutes left. So I don't know if you guys can fit something else in.
We got
in
a three-minute song to
and
play.
And then we'll wrap it up. This is
New York City.
This is what?
Yeah.
New York City.
Yeah. All this is a song about where we're from.
Okay.
Tusk. You called me last night on the telephone. And I was glad to hear from you, 'cause I was all alone. You said, it's snowing, God, I hate this weather. Now I walk through blizzards just to get us back together. We met in the springtime at a rock and roll show. It was on Bowery when it was time to go. We kissed on the subway in the middle of the night. You held my hand, I held yours. It was the best night of my life. Because everyone's your friend in New York City. And everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing you and me. Statue of Liberty, Staten Island Ferry, Co-op City, Katz's and Tiffany, Central Park, Brooklyn Bridge, the Empire State where Dylan lived, Coney Island and Times Square, Rockefeller Center, wish I was there. You wrote me a letter just the other day, said springtime is coming soon, so why don't you come to stay? Pack my stuff, it's on the bus, I can't believe it's true. I'm 3 days from New York City and I'm 3 days from you. Because everyone's your friend in New York City. And everything looks beautiful when you're young and the streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me. Because everyone's my friend in New York City. And everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me.
They Might Be Giants. Thanks, guys. We appreciate you being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Good
thanks
luck this weekend.
Records.
Keep spinning the records.
Thank you for playing our records. We had friends in L.A. are telling us you were playing them, so we appreciate it.
That's nice to know that people are listening and giving that kind of feedback. Have a great time in town this weekend, and we'll catch you next time.
Cool.
They Might Be Giants live on Morning Becomes Eclectic at KCRW. My thanks to the band. Special thanks to our sound engineer, Scott Fritz. Chris Bailey, the tour manager. Jamie Kittman is the manager of They Might Be Giants. Rick Sackheim at Restless Records. Rick David in studio assistance this morning. And Ariana Morgenstern is the producer of this program.